This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Question for you, Johnny.
Sure.
Do you have a smartphone?
Yes.
Is it tracking you everywhere you go?
You know it.
Mark?
Well, I mean... Yeah, I would presume. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to give you the information that you want on time, right? It is feeding and taking information from the towers all the time through data.
Yes. So it you know, is able to locate as far as, yes, you have a signal, but do you expect that... Every movement you make is being tracked and recorded by some company because you have.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, that wasn't the question. The question is that something you buy a phone?
Do you expect
that it's going to happen? Not do you doubt that it could happen or that it is happening, but do you expect it to happen just by the fact that you have purchased this thing called a smartphone?
Yes, I do expect it, because but what's what a reasonable person would expect at this point? It's not like any of us just rolled off the turnip truck yesterday. Should they be doing it? Probably not, but they are.
Yes, and story from The Blaze talking out about a Wall Street Journal report. Smartphone apps are tracking and selling your location data faster than most people even realize. Every time you open an app and authorize it to access your location, you run the risk of having that information leaked or exploited. Although location data can be helpful for travel directions and weather reports, there is a downside as to how the data is used, often unknowingly, by smartphone users who are giving it away for free. The information is often used for location-aware advertising. Those pesky ads that pop up when you're driving near certain businesses. Dozens of companies track your location and send you ads based on this information. But as the late Billy Mays would say, but wait, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
And The Blaze actually says, but wait, it gets creepier. Advertisers want a complete record of where everyone in America spends their time in order to chop those histories into market segments to sell to corporate advertisers. Welcome to the world of online advertising, where massive marketplaces hold ongoing high-speed auctions for ad space. Just how lucrative is this location-based tracking? Well... The report here says in 2017, marketers spent a total of $16 billion on location-based ads.
Let's presume you sell pizzas, Daryl.
All right. I sell pizza.
Okay. And you sell pizzas in...
I do not sell pizza with pineapples on it. Because pineapple does not go on pizza.
I support you. You sell pizzas in Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay.
Do you want to advertise to me in Keene, New Hampshire?
No.
No, you don't.
No,
you don't
want
to waste your advertising dollar on people in Keene, New Hampshire. You want to spend your advertising dollar on people who are in, you know, directly in the zip code that you sell pizzas, or maybe the adjacent zip codes, but probably just that zip code.
28804.
There are probably several zip codes in Asheville, North Carolina.
But he's talking about the good one. So you light it up, you light up people's phones with your pizza-based ads in 28804, and...
I'm not running 1984 pizza. I'm not sending messages to people on their telescreen, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just opened up a pizza shop next to you, and I'm eating your pizza customers for lunch, because you won't advertise through the creepy phone mechanism, and I will.
But my pizza is cheaper, therefore I win. Ha ha, yeah. Joke's on you.
We'll see.
Continuing on, they say that that's $16 billion on location-based ads amounts to about 40% of all mobile advertising spending, according to research firm BIA Kelsey. The research firm predicts these types of ads will double by 2020. Now, what they don't necessarily specify in the article here is whether or not that will double to 80% of all ads or if it will just double to $32 billion in advertising. And those are two, you know, very distinct things.
Well, I can tell you location-based advertising tends to be more expensive.
Yes. Yeah. So I have no doubt that it will double to $32 billion. I just don't know if it will wind up, you know, accounting for 80% of all mobile ad spending.
So it's unlikely.
It's kind of ambiguous what they mean by double here. But continuing, the data used to serve just one ad can filter through the database of multiple data brokers and ad agencies in a matter of seconds. Data brokers are the companies that track, buy, and sell the information to advertisers, government agencies, or other groups. Exactly how the information is used is not revealed to the general public. And that's probably the most concerning thing, especially to anybody that, you know, cares at all about their privacy. But as they say, if you really care about your privacy, you're not going to have one of those chromed robots in your pocket.
Indeed. It's kind of one of the things that convinced me about, you know, Amazon and Google's home devices. I was, you know, convinced as anybody. It's like, what's the thing online that back in the 80s we were like, I think the government's tapping our phones. And now people are like, hey, phone tapping device. Can cats eat pancakes?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny. And it really drives the point home. And then I realize I'm carrying around a device designed to listen to what I'm doing all the time, designed to know exactly where I am. I mean, well, how can I justify not having one of these in-home devices when, in fact, I already have one? Basically, I drag it around with me all the time.
True. And, you know, I'm going to, and I don't like the concept of these in-home devices, but I'm going to kind of defend them for just a second. You're not carrying the in-home device with you everywhere you go. You're leaving it in your living room or in your kitchen or whatever room of the house it is. And, yes, I know that Amazon is making these things so cheap to where, in theory, you'll have one in every room in the house.
That's the idea.
So that you can always – you're taking
a
shower.
You can listen to Free Talk Live anywhere.
You're in the shower. Alexa, play Free Talk Live.
Don't say that.
Well, it can do that because there's the Alexa skill that you hook up to the TuneIn, and Free Talk Live is on the TuneIn. So while you're showering, you can listen to Free Talk Live. While you're cooking in the kitchen, you can listen to Free Talk Live. You can have the Alexa give you recipes for things that you're cooking.
Could you stop waking up people's machines?
No, because I like doing that. Yeah. Okay, Google.
They're gonna people are going to write in emails and have Fire Daryl is going to be the new campaign.
I wonder if Alexa has a response for that. But again, you know, you're just keeping that in one place. You're not tracking or, you know, taking it with you everywhere. So it's not, you know, tracking your location. There is the question here about can you turn off location tracking? And, well, the Blaze says turning off a phone's location tracker is often not enough to actually keep you hidden from the prying eyes of data brokers. And this is something, me cutting in here, this is something that I've heard from some people. They're, oh, yeah, you know, you can turn off the tracking thing, and then Google doesn't record, and yes, I'm using air quotes there, you know, Google doesn't record everywhere you've gone, and there's even the thing in your Google account where you can log in to make sure that, you know, previous things aren't actually showing up.
I've got to say, I've used that Google recording where I've gone to piece together something that happened the week before and use it as, you know, sort of evidence in a situation that I needed it in. It was a customer service situation. I needed to know what day something happened, and I could use that information.
Right. So there are positives. There are negatives. We've also heard of things where smart devices were used to prove that somebody used a large amount of water and thus probably cleaned off a bloody back porch and cleaned up a crime scene. Yeah, I think we actually covered that when that happened last fall. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the scary, scary thought, or at least scary for some people, that not only is their smartphone tracking them, but that location is being handed over faster than they realize. We'll continue with the story from The Blaze. Plus, is there a way to avoid this? Can you turn it off? Well, again, gets kind of scary, but something that isn't scary is trying the best pillow that you will ever use and trying it risk-free for 60 days. I'm talking about the My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. Mark, you and I have each had one for a couple of years, and I know that having to mail yours to you when you went to Florida recently, I'm guessing you like it.
Never going back.
Never going back to Florida or going back to a different pillow?
That's right. I meant Florida. We're talking about pillows here.
Yes, and I mentioned that I had to mail yours to you in Florida. I, like you, would say it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow, the MyPillow, it's still going to get dirt and dead skin on it, but you can throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and then it's still usable for something other than kindling or a doorstop. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price. Or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, that's guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Again, we're talking about smartphones tracking your location and some of the companies that are tracking your location, selling it off at basically lightning speed.
Probably too cheap, too.
Yes, and you're not getting anything for that for the most part. Now, there
don't worry. Somebody's going to create a utility token that that monetizes that. The ICO is coming.
I was going to say, there are a few apps. I know of one. I've never used it, called Charity Miles, to where you can turn this thing on, and when you go out and you run or whatever, you can earn money for charities. There are other things that supposedly wind up paying you. There is one called Sweatcoin that's just a total scam based on all of the reviews that I've read.
Okay.
To where they claim you wind up getting Sweatcoin, a decentralized crypto something something, but there's no wallet that you download other than you download the app, and then you can't actually exchange the Sweatcoin for anything, and it's not available anywhere.
You just get Sweatcoin. That's nice.
You get it, but you can't actually use it. But the article here from The Blaze says, can't you just turn off location tracking on your phone? And they say, well, you could, but that's not enough to keep these data brokers from getting your information. They say, for example, phone carriers always know where you are because they can tell which cell tower your phone uses. You're also tracked without choice while passing through open Wi-Fi spots, assuming that you have the Wi-Fi turned on your phone.
In all likelihood, you do because you had it on at home and you didn't turn it off when you left.
Yes, the phone's Wi-Fi constantly broadcasts when it's turned on, a unique MAC address, and a history of past Wi-Fi connections. Retailers can also track you as you travel to and from their stores. Another example is an app called WeatherBug, an app that needs location data to provide weather forecast updates. Conveniently, the article says, WeatherBug is owned by Ground Truth, an advertising company. And all of the location data the app needs to operate is also being sold to outside companies. Ground Truth has the ability to draw location data from over 100,000 other apps that have integrated parts of its code, according to company president Sergey Mata. And app makers agree to harvest location data because it grants them access to Ground Truth's mobile advertising network. On a daily basis, Ground Truth tracks the whereabouts of some 70 million people in the United States, including when they leave for work, when they come home, and when they attend public events. Data brokers say they can track our buying habits, but do not store all of our personal information in one place. But exactly how they store it isn't clear.
No, I imagine it's not.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to be. Look, if you want this device that has to know by design where you are, and you want these apps which necessarily, like, you want free, and you want to pay for your weather? Fine. I'm sure we can find an app that isn't going to care about giving you, advertising content specifically designed on where you are. But I'll tell you this, people, if you're downloading free apps, you're willingly subjecting yourself to this sort of tracking. This is something you need to know. This is life in the 21st century.
Yeah. And then one thing that's interesting, speaking of tracking, there was the, and I don't think it was covered on Free Talk Live, there was the news about the Strava app. Johnny, is that an app you've ever heard of? You've got a confused look on your face.
I haven't heard of it.
Mark, you ever heard of the Strava app?
No.
It's one that I don't use the app. I use the website. It's a fitness tracking thing. So I've got a tracking watch that I use, and then there are apps on my phone. And Strava is one of the places that after I go for a run or do a workout, the data will get sent to, and then I can look and see, oh, other people have run in this area. Here are my friends. Here's where they've run, when they ran, etc. But Strava also has something called a heat map. And somebody was looking at the heat map data, and then they were zooming in on places in Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq, and they were basically able to identify the location of military bases that the United States government has never admitted publicly exist.
Interesting.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And they were able to, you know, come up with a very good idea of what the layout was because members of the military using these fitness trackers would go out on runs, and then
they just wanted to know how many miles they'd run.
Daryl, speaking of fitness trackers,
yes,
there were some. Have you ever heard of Zombie Run?
No, I have not.
You're supposed to run for the zombies, right?
Right.
Fake zombies.
Yeah.
Fake internet zombies.
Yeah, it's like it probably incorporates Google Maps. I wasn't able to get it for my Android. I got like a demo version of it, and it was neat. It would give you audio cues to say, hey, there's zombies behind you, and you could look at the app, and it would have, probably incorporating Google Maps, it would show you where the zombies were and if they were catching up with you, and you would have to get away from them.
Oh, that's not as fun as what I was thinking. I was thinking it was like an actual event to where people were dressed as zombies that were also running alongside the other runners. That would be more fun.
No, real life isn't cool, Daryl. Real people aren't cool. But fictional zombies on Google Maps that you're running away from, that's cool.
No. There's a map. There's an app out there that allows you and your friends to decide to play zombie running games, Daryl.
No. 855-450-FREE. That's the call-in line. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's 855-450-3733. If instead of just listening to the show, you want to watch us, yeah, that's something you can do, you dirty, dirty little voyeurs. You can head over to the Twitch, and not only can you watch, but you can interact with other voyeurs that like to watch.
It's like in 4K or something, too. It's huge.
I don't think it's 4K, but it is some kind of high def.
Yep, Johnny Ray's got quite a beard.
Twitch.lrn.fm. And there's some kind of thing to where if you have the Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch subscription included in your Prime membership, and that somehow does something to give us some money, I think, somehow. I don't know exactly how it works. Kind of like all of that tracking that the cell phones do. Like, you know it does something, you just don't know exactly how. Ian might know a little bit more, but twitch.lrn.fm. Now, Johnny, in the last segment, you asked me if I knew anything about this zombie running thing.
I believe the specific app that I was referring to was called Zombie Run, that I tried to explore and get into, and I couldn't get it because it was an Apple-only thing at the time.
That's rather strange.
Yeah.
That it would be Apple-only, because my understanding is the Apple App Store is more difficult to get apps into than, say, the Google Play Store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it might be easier to sell things out of.
Yeah.
Because there's less competition, you know, tougher to get in, easier to get out. But I really wanted to try that because I wanted something to trick me into exercising, and I thought if there was this thing,
imaginary zombies.
Yep, and it was kind of gamey insofar as I think you could acquire resources by completing missions and stuff, but I could never get the app, and so I never did it. And I just wondered, since you're such a successful runner, if you had tried anything like that, anything like that would interest you.
No, I listen to podcasts when I run, and like I say, I use a couple of different websites that once I finish my run, it auto-exports things, and then I can look and see, here's where I rank against other members of this running club. This is how I rank against other members of that running club. I think right now I'm a member of 3 different running clubs.
Good. So you go for the real life experience with actual people.
Yes.
And get their satisfaction that way. That could work. I could see that.
Yeah. And then there are also things that you might be interested in, Johnny, called virtual runs, to where
the hell is that?
I'm going to explain. So I've done a couple
of
these.
Sounds like I'm in.
I've done a couple of these. No, you actually have to run.
That's not a virtual run.
No, so
I've already been lied to here.
So regular,
are there real zombies too, Daryl?
No, regular races are you show up on this date at this time, run this distance.
Okay.
Virtual run is you have until the end of the month to run this distance. You can do it all at once. You can do it, you know, in however many different segments that you want, but once you finish the virtual run, you can opt to purchase a medal and a t-shirt, and I know that some people will do that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But so do you need your phone to track you doing it?
Some of them do allow for manual input of I ran X, here was my time.
Can't beat that guy. Basically, a Fitbit allows you to do something similar. You can have little friends on your Fitbit thing and the app, and you can say, haha, I got more steps in today or this week or right, whenever than you did. So, you know, at least there, you have to have, you know, picked your legs up and moved your arms back and forth for the
right
Fitbit.
Now, let's talk about an actual run and something that borders on civil disobedience while running a half marathon.
Only a half?
Yes, only 13.1 miles. Story comes to us from the Bristol Post out of the UK. Runners have been filling the streets of the city of Bath in controversial circumstances as hundreds of people ignored official advice to cancel the half marathon in the interest of safety. With what the emergency services stretched to the limits with the fallout from Storm Emma, apparently there was some kind of storm that hit the UK called Storm Emma. In recent days, local organizers...
They can't even have real hurricanes. They got to name their storms.
Local organizers and the local council called off the race, but the power of social media saw hundreds of people from Bath, Bristol, and the surrounding areas sign up for the unofficial Bath Half on Facebook, and before you knew it, the streets were pounding with residents, some not happy to see the runners taking up space. The popular run was supposed to take place on Friday, and on Saturday, race director Andrew Taylor urged runners to be sensible. He was concerned already overstretched emergency services would find it hard to tend to any runners in need. Some residents weren't happy to see the runners attempting the route, according to the Bath Chronicle. Alice Little tweeted... The way they have it written here, it sounds as though that's her entire name. She took to Twitter to say that people were running on Lower Bristol Road despite pavement being empty. Sean Duden from Twerton said, I was waking into town. I guess that's supposed to be walking into town. And they were running on the pavement and the roads. I saw a mom with a push car. And if one of them had slipped in some of the bits of snow that was around, they could have easily taken her down. When I was walking on the pavement, they were running towards me, so I had to go up onto the bits of snow myself. Why can't people just understand that when someone says something's canceled, it's canceled? I just think it's really inconsiderate, and maybe Bath should implement a no-jogging zone in the city, because there are a lot more runners than there were 10 years ago.
Well, there you go. So that's democracy for you.
Yeah, so
no
there was a race. The race organizer canceled the race. Some people decided, I'm going to run anyway. And now you have people calling for banning running in the town center. There's more to this article that we'll get into. But first, to the phones, actually to the Skype, where we've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to play another card, another round of My State is Worse Than Your State poker. And
it probably is, because New Hampshire consistently ranks in the top three in the Freedom in the 50 States ranking.
But is it worse?
The 50 States ranking.
Yeah, but is it worse than New Jersey? I think that's what we're about to find out.
Ooh, is New Mexico worse than New Jersey?
Well, I would say yes, and the FBI says yes, because the special agent in charge of the New Mexico region once said to a reporter when asked, he said that New Mexico was the most corrupt state in the nation. And the reporter, immediately being sharp, said, well, that's the same thing that the FBI said about Illinois. And our sharp special agent replied, yes, but that agent has not been to New Mexico. And so last night I played. Yes, he was sharp enough to be an FBI agent, at least in the old days when they were presumably more sharp than they are today, or at least less conniving. Last night I played the card Senator Phil Griego, long-time senator of New Mexico, who is headed to prison for a year and a half. Let me finish, or I hear music.
Yeah, I'll hold you over. It sounded as though your connection were starting to break up, though. We'll be back. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus more on this civil disobedience half marathon from Bath, England. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we'll get back to the phones here in just a second, but I want to make sure that I tell you about a place that you can go to get all of the latest news and info in the cryptocurrency world. Talking about news.bitcoin.com. One of the headlines posted just a couple of hours ago. Class action complaint accuses Coinbase of insider trading. Coinbase, as you may be aware, is one of the largest companies out there that people use for buying Bitcoin.
It's got to be the largest.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the largest. There might be one of those Chinese exchanges that...
Certainly the largest in the U.S.
Yeah, definitely the largest in the U.S. Accusations of insider trading, you can read all about that. Plus, the Bitcoin.com wallet just announced 2 million downloads, and they only launched the thing in August of last year, so we're talking 6 months-ish. Little over 6 months, 2 million downloads. They've got the article about that as well. All of that and more, basically everything you need to know about the crypto world, news.bitcoin.com. Let's go back to the Skype where we've got David calling in from New Mexico. He's telling us about how New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the country, although I've heard that Rhode Island and Illinois also like to claim that moniker, and I believe Illinois is the only state that has a gubernatorial wing to the state prison.
Yes, okay, well, if you want to win at this game of poker, you have to play the card. So like I said, last night I played the card. Longtime New Mexico Senator Phil Griego, very senior senator, has to report to prison for a year and a half sentence. The prosecutor is trying to get him for 10, but the judge only sentenced him to a year and a half. He's got to report by March 9th to begin serving that term. And he has to pay, I don't know what it was, a $27,000 fine or something, because what he had done is pushed real hard to get a law through that would allow the state to sell a historical public building. And just so happens to be that he was the real estate agent that was going to get the commission on that sale, which was a $50,000 commission. And they caught him on that and prosecuted him and convicted him, and he's going to prison. And so tonight the card I'm playing is in 2015 we had our Secretary of State, Diana Duran, who happened to be a longtime senator prior to being Secretary of State. And she was charged with 64 violations in a criminal complaint, including fraud, embezzlement, money laundering, campaign law violations, tampering with public records, conspiracy, and violating the Governmental Conduct Act. She got away with only having to go to jail for 30 days and do a bunch of, like, 2,000 hours of community service, including going to 144 talks of high schools and such, where she would tell her dirty little story of how she took her campaign money that was in her campaign fund. And also, remember, she was a Secretary of State who was charged with enforcing campaign law,
yep.
Like not spending your campaign fund at the casino, which is what she did apparently 64 times.
So was she teaching the students how to wind up getting away with embezzling campaign funds?
That would be a good class.
Well, yes. And, well, in New Mexico, that's exactly what that would equate to. All those young minds there would be there taking notes, not likely what not to do, but hey, how to do. So they probably learned, hey, run for office, campaign donations, you know, buy clothes, go to the casino, all that kind of stuff. And so that's two so far. So I got two of a kind. If anybody wants to compete against me in this game of my state is worse than yours poker.
Oh, I agree. Your state is definitely worse than ours. David, thank you for the call. Now, I know a lot of people think that corrupt politicians should go to prison. I actually don't think they should, because we're talking about people who are used to living at the expense of others, to where they're getting fed and clothed and housed at other people's expense. And when you put them in prison, what happens? You are feeding them, clothing them, and housing them at someone else's expense. A better punishment for corrupt politicians is you are now the fry cook at Burger King. That's the only job you're allowed to have for the next 15 years.
Well, I'd certainly think that would be a better choice, but I really think we should just encircle the island of Manhattan with a giant wall and throw them all in.
Ooh, and build a moat.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to. It's an island.
Right. I just like the idea of moats around islands. So basically, you build an atoll around the island so that then there's a moat.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Moats.
Yeah, I know what a moat is.
And then you put alligators and sharks in the moat.
Sorry, that doesn't work in the Hudson River. Sharks. Assuming they can dodge all the hypodermic needles.
Let's get back into the story about the civil disobedience half marathon in Bath, England.
I know those politicians are going to be laid waste by Snake Plissken. I can tell you that much.
That's a movie reference.
It is.
I never saw the movie, but I know it's a movie reference. So, again, in Bath, England, there was...
Wait, hold on a second, Daryl.
Yes.
Is that a John Carpenter movie?
I don't know.
Yes. John Carpenter sucks.
What?
The thing, that's John Carpenter, too, right? Yeah, that's such a boring...
I could probably
lame-ass
name
movie.
All of the Adam Sandler movies... but other than that, I have no clue.
Well, it's got...
I've heard the name John Carpenter.
It's a cult classic, but there's no there. It's really boring. Ian's here in the studio with us, and he's...
Is that ready to rip your face off?
He's groaning, and I can't see his face, but I can hear him rolling his eyes.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that John Carpenter and all his films are crappy. Go ahead, Daryl, with Bath.
Yeah, so Bath, the half marathon was canceled because there was some kind of storm. The local officials, those elected people that they know better than you, they wound up convincing the race director to cancel the half marathon. People said, you know what? I paid a registration fee. I've traveled. I'm going to run this race. And so they spontaneously organized the Bath unofficial half marathon. And then some of the locals got upset. One guy says, I just think it's really inconsiderate, and maybe Bath should implement a no-jogging zone in the city because there's a lot more runners than there were 10 years ago. The move by the runners goes against Bath and Northeast Somerset Council's advice with Clear Bob Goodman, who's a conservative from Combe Down, who's a member of Cabinet for Development and Neighborhood, speaking out against the planned unofficial run. But as morning dawned and determined runners saw the conditions gradually getting better, some just couldn't resist getting their kit on and heading to the starting point on Great Pulteney Street. Contestants, some wearing fancy dress and carrying flags, gathered from 10:30 a.m. and set off with a cheer at the original Bath half start time of 11 a.m. But some runners got up even earlier to complete the route, finishing as the main group was getting started. They have a list here of some names that were the unofficial winners of the unofficial Bath half, finishing the course.
You think the people that got all upset about these folks running their unofficial race were the ones that complained at first? Like they just went out on purpose to get bumped and jostled by runners?
Probably. And, you know, I'm actually organizing an unofficial, well, it's going to be an officially unofficial, unsanctioned, unlicensed race that I'm organizing in December up in northern Maine. It's going to be a 1K race the day after a unsupported half and full marathon.
What would you do a 1K race for? I mean, that's people are going to stick around for that?
Well, people stick around the next day anyway, and then before having brunch, we're going to run a 1K basically around downtown Millinocket. Okay. And the entire point of that race is to bring business to this depressed area where all of the industry left about a decade ago. So just,
have you been there?
I ran that marathon last year. It was the first full marathon I ever did.
Can you see why the industry left Millinocket? Maybe people should take a clue.
It's in northern Maine. There's the longest private road in the United States that starts in Millinocket and goes to Canada.
There's a private road in Millinocket?
Yes. It's called the Golden Road. It's like 100 miles long. Goes from Millinocket, Maine, all the way to the Canadian border. And I ran on part of it. Awesome. Because I'm crazy. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on runners running unofficial races? Should people be banned from running in downtown? This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.